Oh, good. Another book on the Bible. To clear the air, let me just put this out there. I'm a left-brained academic of German heritage with control issues and marginal social skills. I'm leaving out a few steps, including hours of therapy and self-help seminars. But since I fear you might be losing interest already, let me get to my point. I've been studying, teaching, and writing about the Bible since the Reagan administration. And funny thing, I've noticed the same questions keep coming up, not only for me, but for plenty others. Like, what is the Bible exactly? Who cares? What do I do with it? And especially, how does this ancient, distant, and odd book work for people who look to it today for spiritual guidance? These questions keep coming up because they are not easy to answer. They mean a lot to me, though. They drive what I do. My last two books lay out common beliefs many Christians have about the Bible that are actually wrong, are not at all biblical, and cause all sorts of spiritual problems. In The Bible Tells Me So, I look specifically at the mistaken belief that the Bible is something like a divine instructional manual, a rule book, so to speak. Just follow the instructions as printed, and you're good to go. In the follow-up book, The Sin of Certainty, I look at a related mistaken notion, namely the idea that having strong faith is the same thing as feeling certain that the beliefs we hold are correct, and thus periods of doubt or spiritual struggle reveal a weak faith. When we come to the Bible expecting it to be an instructional manual intended by God to give us unwavering, cement-hard certainty about our faith, we are actually creating problems for ourselves. Because, as I've come to see, the Bible wasn't designed to meet that expectation. In other words, the problems we encounter when reading the Bible are really problems we create for ourselves when we harbor the misguided expectation that the Bible is designed primarily to provide clear answers. Starting with these mistaken notions causes the whole Christian enterprise to go off course. It causes anxiety and stress about following the Bible's fine print as if it were the terms and conditions for your latest Apple download, whereas Jesus promises rest to weary pilgrims. And all that stress about needing the Bible to provide certainty about God, life, and the universe is rich soil for cultivating a defensive attitude about our beliefs, and therefore an angry and combative posture toward those who see things differently. Just another thing to argue about on Facebook, like politics, sports, or who should have won the Oscar. And maybe that's why a faith that celebrates someone known for his radical agenda of loving one's enemies and turning the other cheek has a public image, according to a number of opinion polls, for being judgmental, condescending, and nasty. So that's what the other two books are about, and I can't recommend them highly enough. In this book, however, I want to focus not on mistaken beliefs about the Bible and the problems those beliefs cause. Instead, I want to look more closely at how the Bible actually works. I want to explore how I think God intended the Bible to be used and so to find deeper spiritual benefit in its pages. Of course, I don't for one minute claim to know what God actually intends about anything. I'm not a televangelist or cult leader claiming special access to the Creator that the rest need to pay for. All I'm going on is what I see the Bible doing, how it behaves when I pay attention to the words in front of me. And when I do that, I see some pretty conspicuous characteristics. Three, to be exact, that are not tucked away in a few corners of the Bible, but that are baked into its pages, though they don't always get the airtime they deserve since they wreak havoc with the aforementioned view that the Bible is a source book for certainty in matters of faith.